So you heard the language there, Todd Zwillick quoting members of Congress. The Russians warned the FBI about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, flagged him. He was on a watch list. Well, what does that actually mean, given the entire noise of the intelligence data that the federal government deals with all the time? And how do you isolate it in advance of an attack like the Marathon bombings in Boston? Tim Weiner joins us, author of Enemies, A History of the FBI and Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. Tim, first of all, welcome back.
Thanks, John.
And give me a sense of how information like being flagged by the Russians or warned by the Russians actually looks in a file. Does it stand out? Please investigate me. This guy's probably going to actually bomb someone. Or is it just sit there with a ton of other information that's hard to separate?
It's like trying to get a drink of water out of a fire hose.
Really? Okay. All right. Great. So let's just take a look at the theory. Why would we think that the FBI would respond to the Russians saying, hey, we don't like this Chechenian dude? Because, of course, the Russians have a policy of carpet bombing Chechnya under Vladimir Putin. We wouldn't necessarily assume that the FBI is going to act on information like that, because our policy is to support the Chechens in this, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's not a question of foreign policy if you've got a guy in the greater Boston area who's building a bomb. It's a question of law enforcement and intelligence and how well they can work together. I think there's two big misconceptions among the fire hose of information that's flooded since the bombings took place. One is that there was a ball to drop here. The elder brother, Tamerlan, evidently hatched this violent plot sometime in the past couple of months. And if you had taggants on the fireworks explosives that he bought, or if you had the total surveillance society that Senator Graham seems to propose, where posting something on the internet gets you arrested, you've committed a thought crime, then there's a ball. I don't see where that ball is.
Is there a way when someone is on a list, a watch list, to monitor their purchases of fireworks, for instance? I mean, there were a limited number of places you could go to get black powder in that kind of a quantity, right?
There are fireworks stores all over this country. There's no perfect harmonization between the four big government watch lists that exists, the biggest of which has 750,000 names on it.
No kidding.
Yeah, upwards of 700,000, including apparently the NPR reporter Dina Temple Raston, who's been flagged repeated times coming back to the United States from assignments on Afghanistan and Pakistan. Then there are smaller and more focused databases or watch lists you're on. But unless you want the kind of society that we had under J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, where the FBI could investigate anybody for their thoughts or what they write or their speech, you can do that. You will have a very secure society, but you will lose your civil liberties.
Well, then what is the purpose of the investigation and any investigation for that matter into what happened in the weeks leading up to the Marathon bombing? Will it give us any lesson or just make a nice story to tell in The Washington Post?
I think it is an interesting story. I think it speaks to the lack of mental health care we have in this country, where people who are violent, as Tamerlan was, apparently he beat his domestic partner, don't get flagged. But the real question is this. Senator Rubio of Florida raised, I think, what is the biggest misperception thus far, which is that this is a new kind of terrorism. This is not. This kind of terrorism has been going on since World War I, where crazy people with crazy political ideas blew up Wall Street, blew up the home of the Attorney General. It went on in the 1970s, where crazy left-wing radicals put a bomb in the Senate, put a bomb in the Pentagon. This kind of bombing goes on in civilized societies everywhere, and unless you want a total surveillance society where your spy service, the CIA, and your law enforcement and intelligence service, the FBI, work together like the old Russian KGB did, and they are your police and your spies together, then you're going to have terrible bombs go off every now and then. This is the only violent incident of its kind that's happened since 9/11.
So finally, is there any issue with the Chechens, do you think, that are raised by this particular case, or Russians or Russian-based radicals?
Not only do you not want the FBI and the CIA forming one giant surveillance society in the United States, you don't want them in alliance with the Russian security services, putting everybody who's against the Russian regime under surveillance in the United States. Then you have an unholy alliance.
Tim Weiner, author of Enemies, A History of the FBI and Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. Thanks as always, Tim.
Okay, John.